Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Now it's time for Choice Tunes, and we have a special guest comes in. They bring their favourite, all-time favourite 10 songs, and we do our best to play them all. And it's my absolute pleasure to say hello to Jennifer Trott. Jennifer is part of the team here at Yarra Valley, and she's on every Sunday between 3 and 5. Welcome, Jennifer.
Good afternoon.
Bit of a difference for you to be sitting on the other side of the studio desk, is it?
It is. It's very strange, actually, yes. I get to talk to someone. It's great.
Jennifer, we'd like to know a little bit about our guest before we get started. So whereabouts were you born, Jennifer?
I was actually born in Burnie in Tasmania in 1977.
Don't have to give your age away.
I know. Oh, you can send me a card. But yeah, I was born in Burnie but grew up in the UK. So I was taken back to the UK when I was about 6 months old. So you can tell it's not a Burnie accent that I've got.
I was amazed when you said you were born in Tasmania.
Yeah. So my nationality has always been Australian. So even though I grew up in the UK and I sound like this, I've always had an Aussie passport. Yeah.
So how long were you back in the UK?
So 6 month old, and I stayed there until moved back to Australia in 2009. But I kind of holidayed in between a few times as well.
So did your father have a job that took him from Tasmania? I mean, what took you from Tasmania to the UK?
It's a bit of a story. I'll try and put it in a nutshell for you. Basically, my grandma and granddad were 10-pound poms, they came across on the boat. And it was like a 6 week boat journey back then. And they settled in Brisbane. And I think they tried to get work and settled for about 6 months to a year. And then after a while, my grandma was like, no, we're going back to England. So they got back on the boat. And meanwhile, my mum and my uncle were there too. She was 18, he was 16. On the boat on the way back to the UK. Again, the 6 week journey.
Yep.
And my dad, meanwhile, just a random guy from Burnie was on the boat, and he met my mum on the boat, and they started dating in the UK. All he knew, he was going to go and get a job in a place called Portsmouth in the UK, and then they started dating, bounced kind of backwards and forwards to England and the UK. Eventually they got divorced and mum took us kids back to the UK. But yeah, kind of been a bit of a ping pong pom, I guess. Yeah.
So what year did you come back? How old were you when you came back?
So I came back initially when I was 22 in 2000 after I graduated. And then I met my husband in Australia as well, so I kind of repeated history, really.
Right.
So, yeah, it's good how it's worked out.
So what brought you back? What made you decide to come back to Australia after you'd graduated?
I think because I've always had that Aussie passport, I thought, it'd be good to go back and have a look, really. And also, there was just a tiny little advert my mum had seen in back of one of the newspapers, and it was like, do you want to work in holiday in Australia? And I was like, yeah. And it was to work as a cleaner at the Olympics in 2000. So I graduated and came across and met my husband at the Olympics as well.
So he was working there too?
Yeah, he was working as a supervisor there, yeah.
Oh, terrific. So I was going to ask you then, what has your jobs been? So was that your first job as a cleaner there, or had you had a job before?
Yeah, I kind of did a bit of everything, really. So my very first ever job probably was working as a paper girl, just like dropping off the evening newspapers and babysitting. And then I've worked
in the UK.
In the UK, I've worked in pizza shops, pubs, cleaning jobs. But then when I graduated, I had work. So I graduated in animation, so I've always done like arty jobs. And I actually ended up working at Walt Disney Animation in Sydney as well. So I worked I was on an internship at Disney Studios in Sydney as well, and that was in 2000 as well. So,
So then I was going to say, have you had a proper job? But what I mean, have you had a full-time permanent job, or they've always been just sort of more short-term jobs?
Yeah, I guess the Disney one was quite a short one. That was like an internship. And then I've worked for a publishing company in the UK that was working on children's magazines. That was for about 7-8 years. I've worked for... I used to be a portrait photographer as well, so I've done families and pets and things.
Greg, you'll do a great end of a job.
But yeah, and I've worked in graphic design and currently doing freelance design as well. So I've always had that kind of creative run through things.
Yeah. Sounds good. Right, let's get started. Paul McCartney, We All Stand Together. What does that mean to you?
It's one of the first records, and it was a 7-inch vinyl I bought with my own spending money. And I remember being so proud of it, and it's just a great piece of music.
Have you still got it?
No, I'm gutted because it's worth a bomb if you've got it.
All right, let's listen to it. With me, Jennifer Trott, and she's telling us all about, she's going to tell us all about the music that's had some influence in her life. All right, so look, we want to chronologically get this together because you've been a bit over the shop, haven't you? So in 2000, you met who's going to be your husband, Glenn. So you weren't married at 2001, but for some reason the two of you went back to the UK. What made you decide you'd go back to the UK? Oh, well, your husband's an Aussie, isn't he? So
yeah,
he hadn't been to the UK.
Yeah.
UK. So what made you, the two of you decide to up and go over to the UK?
I think he was just up for an adventure as well. And my brother was getting married as well. Yep. So it was quite funny because we went across, and even though Glenn hadn't met my brother, he was sort of like, I'm going on his stag do. And he was like, I'll get to know him. And they got to know him really well. So it was good. We just had a big adventure. It was great.
All right. So you obviously both worked over there. But then in 2004, you got married in the UK.
Yes.
So then what brought you back to Australia in 2009?
I think we just thought, again, well, it's weird because we've both got, well, he's got dual nationality as well, so we can both live here or there. And I think we both thought, well, let's come back across and, yeah, let's see where the next part of the adventure goes, basically. Let's throw it all up in the air and see where it lands. So
and then once you came back, like, were any of your children, I know you've got three children, were they born in the UK or were they all born back here in Australia?
They were all born in Australia. But I've also got two older stepdaughters as well. So they've always been in Australia as
well. So they're Aussies.
Yeah.
All right. Let's small town boy. Why did you pick this?
I think it's one of those tunes from in the sort of early to mid 80s. I started to kind of form my own likes and dislikes of music. And with that one, it was almost like it just grabbed me by the neck. And I think it's a song that is really quite sad, but it's got a brilliant dance beat to it as well. And I didn't know that songs could do that.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. It's either sad, slow and sad, or...
But it just really... I think the story just really grabbed me as well as a little kid. I just thought, oh, that's really sad, but I want to get up and dance as well.
All right, let's listen to it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Jennifer, I've got to ask you the question. What prompted your interest in radio and what made you decide to get involved with Yarra Valley FM?
I think probably just my family and friends are just sick to death of me going on about music all the time.
No, there's something must have sparked your interest.
Yeah, I think it was weird, actually. I think it was last October when I started, and I'd never really... I've driven past on the highway, yep. And kind of in my subconscious, it's always been there, I suppose. But it was weird. I think there was a night last October last year, and I just couldn't sleep. And for whatever reason, the thought just popped in my head, Yarra Valley FM. And I thought, well, I'll do some research on that. And I just looked up the webpage, and I just did a bit of reading. And it's still about 4:30 in the morning, so I made a cup of tea, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to ask about to be a presenter. And then I think, you guys got back to me straight away, and I just thought it's meant to be this. And then within a week, I was in getting mentored in the studio. It's been brilliant. Yeah, loved it.
All right, we've got Erasure and A Little Respect. Why, what's that one in for?
Oh, I love Erasure. I just absolutely love them. It's another part of that finding my own thing that I liked pop music wise. My mum had the record of it. She had the double record of the greatest hits, and me and my friend used to dance around our bedrooms to it, so I just absolutely adore it.
All right, let's listen to it. Jennifer, the next one is the Stone Roses and Made of Stone. How did that get in there and why?
That's another one. If you're from the northwest of England, the Stone Roses are, it's kind of woven into the threads of existence, basically. It's a, they were just a band that came around. The first album was released in 1989. It was just enormous. It was kind of like a revolution. So we lived in Bolton, which was just on the doorstep of Manchester, where they're from. Yep. And everybody from Bolton was pretending like they were from Manchester because they were this big, cool band.
Did you ever see them live?
I did when they reformed. My brother was the perfect age when they came out. He was 16, so he was I was only like 13, so I was just too young. But they did reform in 2012, and I went to that, and it, I actually cried because it was so good.
All right, let's listen to it.
Your final flight can't be delayed.
Now, Jennifer, we like to have hit. We like the big hitters here. We like to ask the big hard questions. What was your own personal first car?
Ooh!
Did you own one by yourself before you were married?
I did just after I was married. I used to do a lot of public transport, actually. So I used to quite like the bus and the train. But my very first car was a Mitsubishi Charisma. I'm not sure what the they've got a different name over here, but it was kind of like a boy racer's car, really.
Was it?
Yeah.
So you're able to get around and give it a hard time.
Oh, I think you meant to, but I just kind of trundled along quite slow, I think. Yeah.
Righto. The Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right.
Yes, I think this is one of those tunes. My brother was into them first, but the Beastie Boys was my first ever concert.
So do you follow your brother along with your music taste, do you?
Oh, 100%, yeah. And he was fuming with me because I got a ticket for the Beastie Boys and he never got one. So he called me a plastic fan and he was just super jealous, but it was great.
And yeah. I'll bet your kid played it up to him too.
Oh, of course I do.
Jennifer, Soundgarden coming up, the Black Hole Sun. How did that get in there?
I think we got MTV in the 90s. A lot of my formative years is when I was very much, I could afford to buy my own music, I think, as well. And that was one of those ones. It got, and when I was 16, that got me through my GCSEs. So when I was sat doing my exams, I remember specifically having that song going round and round in my head. So to me, it's like a little success story because I passed my exams. So
sounds good.
listening sometimes. Far too long for the snakes in my shoes, walking sleep in my youth. I pray to keep heaven send hell away. No one seems like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come?
So, Jennifer, what's a Christmas day at Jennifer Trott's place?
Oh, goodness, probably kids are about 4 o'clock in the morning. And then,
how old are the children?
So we've got 10, 8 and 6.
The six-year-old would be terrible.
Oh, of course, yeah. So you've just got to kind of appease them with maybe one gift until at least, I don't know, 6 o'clock. That would be all right.
Yeah.
And then we usually, if we can manage to sneak some breakfast in before present opening, doesn't always happen that way. And then we usually have some kind of a lunch kind of or a early dinner, I guess, yeah. So depending on what everybody's eating, so.
Fair enough. Righto, what have we got? Left Field and Linden, open up.
Yeah, I think Left Field's one of my favourite bands of all time, and it's one of those, the first album.
Was it your brothers as well?
The influence came from him, yes, it did. And I used to, in inverted commas, borrow his CDs and his music. I have bought my own copy since, if you're listening, Nick. But yeah, that's an album as well, and it just, even if, when I was in uni, I had a copy of it, and a couple of times people came past my room and said, what's that music you're playing? Like, I've always wanted to listen to something like that, but never known what it was, so I've kind of put other people onto it. But Left Field is the band, but John Lydon was the singer in the Sex Pistols, so they kind of combined the two, and it's a winning formula for me. Love it.
Let's go. We'll be right back. Jennifer, our very own Kylie Minogue, on a night like this.
Yeah, this particular tune is, I was just mentioning, I met my husband at the Sydney Olympics in 2000 when I came over, and we managed to see the opening ceremony at the when we were working at the equestrian site. But the closing ceremony, I just remember we were so tired because we were working 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week, back to back. And we'd had a brilliant time. But we just we ended up around a friend's house and we were watching the closing ceremony on the TV. And I had a glass of Bailey's in my hand and I was trying to watch the TV but not fall asleep. And then I think I dropped the glass of Bailey's. That woke me up. And then Kylie was on the TV. So.
All right, let's hear. Jennifer, first of all, we should mention that you're on this Sunday and every Sunday between 3 and 5pm playing great music, so you'll be back this Sunday, no doubt?
Yep, definitely. I'm back on Sunday, on Boxing Day, yep.
Great. And also, thanks for coming in today. We've enjoyed hearing a bit about your life and the music has influenced your life as you've gone through it. But I guess coming up now, we've got Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits.
Yeah, this is one my kids absolutely love. Like I was.
So this is for your kids. It's not
it's,
for you.
Yeah, it's kind of for my kids. Like that. I've kind of got into Ed Sheeran through my kids, really. But the thing I like about Ed Sheeran as well, he just seems just like a regular bloke. You know, yeah. He doesn't kind of get too polished, or he just does his thing. And yeah, my kids are just I must have heard this about 50 times this week, but I still like it. So it's a good sign.
You've mentioned your brother a couple of times. Is he in Australia too, or is he over in the UK?
No, he's back in the UK. But every time we do video call each other, it's always about music. So,
all right, let's hear Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. Probably won't. I got nothing.